Okay. This week we have a myriad of mitzvos, more mitzvos than any other parsha. So let's just take a look about one of the reasons given. It says that you can't losata mishpat ger yosim. You can't literally tilt the judgment of a convert or of an orphan. Losach bol beged almana. You can't take as collateral, if you will, the beged of an almana. And then a pasuk in Chesed tells you why. Vizacharta ki evad ayisa b'mitzrayim. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt. Vayiftecha Hashem aleikecha misham, and God has redeemed you from there. Al kein anochi mitzav chalasus hazavad. Therefore, because you were a slave in Egypt, that's the important word, because you were a slave in Egypt, therefore I have commanded you on this thing. So Rav Schwab points out, the first thing is al kein, that the reason for the commandment about skewing the judgment of a ger is because of the Rachmanis. It's not because of Rachmanis, but rather it's founded on the fact that we were slaves in Egypt. Not even that we were free. Now, let's also pay attention that according to Rav Schwab, this pasuk arises four times in Chumash. Four different times, which means there are four different mitzvos that are linked to this idea of that we were slaves in Egypt. Number one is the one we just read, Losata Mishpat Ger Yosef, Losag Bol Beged Almana, number one. Number two, later on in the parsha, comes up again right away by Matanas Aniyim, giving gifts to Aniyim. It says there, remember you were slave in Egypt, therefore you were commanded to do it, when it talks about giving the leket, the shich, giving that kind of stuff, the leftover grapes you have to leave over for the Aniyim. That was two. Another two instances where this is raised is in the following areas. By Shmir Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, Vizacharta ki evad yisa b'mitzrayim, remember that you were slaves in Egypt. And the fourth location is in Parashas Re'eh, when an Eved leaves from being a slave, you have to give him gifts. What are the gifts you give him? You give him Ha'anaka, it's called. Ha'anaka are the parting gifts that a master gives to a slave after he is free. So the question that we have to understand is, what is the common denominator between the four? But we also have to understand, what is it significant to remember that we were slaves in Egypt? Not that we were freed from Egypt. There's a little bit of a difference. Normally, when it comes to most mitzvos, we're not discussing the actual slavery piece, we're discussing the freedom. But yet here the pasuk is telling us that v'zacharta ki evad ayisa b'mitzrayim, remember you were a slave in Egypt. So the biur that Rav Schwab says is the following. He says that normally it was a bitter slavery in Egypt, right? Is there any other kind? It was an awful slavery, as we know. But within the slavery, there were some pockets, there were some glimmers, there were some little pieces of hope in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown his hand to us. And there are numerous times the Gemara in Sota delineates and expresses to us what these are. For example, when we'd go to draw water, miraculously, half of the bowl was filled with dagim ketanim, was filled with fish. Right? So when they would draw the water, they drew water, but they also had sustenance to get them through the day. It wasn't just going to be the water. Furthermore, at the time when they would go to have children, miracles happened. Right? What happened? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent from there, that he would send somebody to help him out. The midwife came out of nowhere. Furthermore, we know, and also that there was there, all of a sudden it would appear with oil and water to help them through, oil and honey to get them through. Okay? Now, what else was going on in the time of Klal Yisrael? That if the Egyptians realized that there were children there, the ground would come and swallow them up and kind of hide them from the Egyptians. The Midrash is filled with kinds of stories like this. Kehena to Kehena, and of course we all know that it wasn't that the women never had to go through childbirth with one, but they were able to have six children at a time. Which sounds crazy, but for women, becoming pregnant was difficult. So therefore, if they had six at a time, therefore it would kind of expedite the process. We know it says in the pasuk, Paru, Vayishutsu, Vayirbu, Vayitzmu, Bemod, Mod. So within the context of the slavery, Hashem was constantly shining his hand. But similarly, when it came to the Holocaust, Yaf Eliach wrote a book called Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. Within those terrible times of the concentration camps, we saw very often miraculous events that showed the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu while it was happening. There's a story that somebody said to one of the German Gestapo members, said to the Yid, "Yeah, if you grow hands on the palm of your hand, then I'll set you free." And miraculously, when he opens up his hand, there was hair on the palm of his hand. Nobody's ever hair on the palm of his hands. But at the time of terrible human intervention, when humans did terrible things, God showed his hands to us within that difficult time. Similar when it came to Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, the entire time we were there. We were slaves. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made a smart deal initially. Shabbos, and he had a tree, you know, he spoke it out with Paro. The Egyptians didn't make the Jews work on Shabbos. So we're able to keep Shabbos. So now let's review. So now, when we want to remember the Shibud of Mitzrayim, it wants to give us a little bit of chizuk. It wants to remind us that even during the times of terrible tragedy, even during the times of slavery, God showed his hand. So therefore, what are the halachas that come along with this? Let's go by one, exactly like we did in the beginning. Laisita mishpat ger v'yasim. Don't tilt the judgment of a ger, of somebody who's a convert, or of a yasim. Lo sachbol beged almana. Don't take away the clothing of an almana. Why? And how do we remember this? We remember this because at this moment when we do that, that's going to remind us. Why do we do that? Because remember when we had these terrible times? So what are we showing the almana? An almana is going through a terrible time. We show them a little bit of hope, a glimmer of hope. A ger. Remember when we were living in another nation, how bad it was? Oh, but there, a Kodesh Baruch Hu shone his light on us. Furthermore, Matanasayim, Aniyim. When we give the leftover grapes to the Aniyim, to the poor people, what does that remind us of? Remember when you're in Egypt, we had nothing, we had no way of getting sustenance, but when we went to draw the water, all the fish wound up in our buckets, and how amazing that was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to do that. It's supposed to spur a memory within us, reminding us of those difficult times. Shabbos, you have to keep, Al Kain. Why? Because we were slaves in Egypt. Because there in Egypt, even in the darkest time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that with one day a week, that we're able to rest, we're able to recuperate, so to speak. We get chizik. And furthermore, when a slave leaves, give him a gift. Make sure you give him gifts. Because we know that when we were slaves, we had all these gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We, on the way out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us. When we left with tremendous rechush. And we were able to take away. That was the bitachon, because we had an HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire time, when we knew that at the very end of the slavery, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu in the Bris Ben HaBesarim, I'm going to give you rechush gadol when you left. I'm going to give you a lot of materialistic objects when you leave. So when we went through the slavery, in our minds, that glimmer of hope at the end got us through those difficult times. And this is what's going on as Hanukkah. You got to remember. Think back to what it was, which is so important. It's a life lesson that even in the most difficult times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining the light upon you. You just got to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. One of the strangest minhagim I always felt as a kid was on Pesach, you'd put out the maror. Who wants to remember the maror? We put out charoses. Why we put out the charoses? Zecher l'tit. To remember the buildings that they built with that cement. Who wants to remember all that? The Teretz is, we do want to remember. Because even in those difficult times, you have to see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's funny, there was a new ice cream flavor that came out a couple of years ago. I've told you the story before. Charoses ice cream. What's pshat? Charoses, which is supposed to remember the bad times. Ice cream, there's nothing sweeter in the world. Everybody loves ice cream. What's pshat? Charoses ice cream. So I thought, this is Torah. I think of this Torah all the time. What's pshat? Charoses ice cream. Charoses ice cream is, even in the darkest time, it should be sweet. We go through terrible tragedies in our lives. Unfortunately, that's the way the world is. There are good times and there's bad times. But even in the bad times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shining his light. You just got to be able to see it. And sometimes through the darkness, when things are dark, you're able to see a light that shines on you much clearer. But you have to be able to see that particular light. So, when we read the parsha this week, twice it's going to say the words, V'zacharta, remember, ki evad ha'yisav b'Mitzrayim, remember that you were a slave in Egypt. And we were a slave in Egypt, it was hard, it was difficult. But when it was difficult, it made us able to see the hand of Hashem as able to have miracles for us. Because God does not interfere with human behavior. And therefore, he has to overcome it by giving us these particular miracles. So this is the lesson of Kiseitse in these particular mitzvahs. Lo satim mishpat ger, don't tilt the judgment of a ger or a yasim, and don't take advantage of it. Have an amazing, wonderful Shabbos.